Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Albany Symphony's American Music Festival's reading sessions offer a one-of-a-kind sneak peek into the world of music today as up-and-coming composers from a competitive national selection process have their works read by an orchestra for the very first time.
And two of this year's composers are William Gardner and Catherine Balch. Catherine is a composer and pianist currently enrolled at the Tufts University New England Conservatory of Music dual degree program at Tufts. Catherine is double majoring in history and political science. I approve of that. She is an alumnus of the Boston University Tanglewood Institute, the European American Musical Alliance, hosted at La Cantorum in Paris and the Atlantic Music Festival in Waterville, Maine. Her piece, Twin Compasses, will be performed at this festival.
William Gardner is an Australian composer currently pursuing doctoral studies at the Yale School of Music here in the U.S., where he has worked with Martin Bresnik and Aaron J. Kernis and David Lang. He previously attended the University of Sydney, where he received degrees in arts and law. His piece, how do you pronounce the piece?
I think it's Arion.
You think it is?
I think it is. I'm not.
You named it, right?
I don't feel like I'm an expert because it's from an old Greek story, so I probably don't know much better how to pronounce it.
Okay,
think it's
excellent. So I could have just said that with a little more confidence, and he would have bought it. But that's all right.
That's what I thought it was.
Arion will be performed at this festival, and it's a pleasure to welcome you both. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
So let us begin with you, Catherine. Twin Compasses is the piece. It's going to be performed at the festival at this reading session that David Alan Miller was telling us about in our first hour of the broadcast. This is an opportunity for these pieces to be read and performed and then discussed. What is that like for you? What is your terror level at this moment?
It's actually really exciting because as a young composer, I think one of the most difficult things for me is getting the orchestral instrument as a sound in my ear. And really the only way to do that is to attend orchestral rehearsals and to hear orchestras, especially at the caliber of the Albany Symphony, play your music. And that way you really find out what works and what doesn't work and what from the page really comes across in the performance. And that's just really invaluable to student composers.
So when you hear the piece, do you hear it fully formed as an orchestra, or does it take hearing it from an orchestra to be able to catalog that sound in your mind?
I mean, I think it's a learning process that I attend a lot of orchestral rehearsals in my free time. I try to go to as many BSO rehearsals as I can. The sound slowly starts to develop in your ear, and Twin Compasses, which is my first orchestra piece, I had it read by the NEC Philharmonic, and sure enough, the first time I heard it, a lot of things I heard in my head were not really what came out in the orchestra, and since subsequent revisions have come about, I'm finding that the more I become comfortable with the orchestral instrument as a whole, the more that sound world really becomes integrated into my compositional process.
Well, isn't that the fault of the conductor? I mean, you have all these themes, and you go to NEC, and they don't bring up the horns enough, and the violins are too... You know.
I think I've been pretty lucky to have some pretty awesome student conductors work with me on my music, and I think they do. I think it's a learning process for everyone. And so I'm certainly,
You're being very political here, but then that's your major.
I mean, I think I'm being fair too.
Okay. And William, how does your experience differ or relate?
Well, I can relate. I think often performing a brand new piece of music is a learning experience for everyone, because when an orchestra performs a piece that they actually know, like a symphony by Beethoven, they've done about half the work already, because they've internalized that piece of music. They know how to musically respond to it, and then they can just work on giving a fine performance of it. But when you have a brand new piece, you actually have to technically learn the piece first, then try to respond to it musically, and then try to polish the performance so as to have a really satisfactory performance of it. So that's something that orchestras don't get to do so much, and young conductors are often dealing with that process for the first time. So the Albany Symphony is pretty unique in their commitment to contemporary music. So that's actually one of the main reasons I'm so excited to work with them, is that they do this every week. They play new music all the time.
Now, Joe and I have interviewed over the years, a lot of theater people, including people who write the plays. And then always is the question, does the director throw out the guy, or does he want to really have that input? Do you guys find that sort of thing, is you'd like to be there while it's being performed so you could say, no, you idiot, that's not the way to do it?
Well, I think different artists like to exude different amounts of control over their work.
Sure.
For me, at least, I think that's what's so special about music making, whether it's a new piece or a piece by Schubert, is a chamber ensemble or a conductor, you know, the music's on the page. Now, what is that music that's on the page? How does that get actualized or physicalized in a performance? And that can be something really unique and magical each time, you know? And I think that's what's so cool about working with a conductor, is he's interested in his vision, he or she. And when you're working with really bright, dedicated artists, that vision is inevitably going to bring out something about the piece that maybe you didn't know, or that's exciting and refreshing. I think it's really great.
So tell us a little bit about the process, William, of how did you get involved in this? When did you first hear about this? And then what did you have to do to be in this position where your piece is going to be read on Thursday night?
I heard about this, I think, late last year, and the orchestra made press releases about it, I think, and I must have picked up on that, and I sent in an application. It was something you had to apply for, and I sent my piece in, and a few months later I got the very cheerful news that I've been chosen. I think there's three young composers who got chosen for this session, and it's part of the American Music Festival, but our little program is the orchestra is going to do what's called a reading session, where they kind of workshop our pieces over a two-hour session, I think.
Yeah. And then, and we were talking to David Alan Miller about this before, but then when you get to hear the comments from both the orchestra and from the audience, that's good?
Yeah, I mean, any sort of feedback is good. What you want to do with it is up to you.
So dismissal is an option. That's good. That's good.
And you've done this before?
New England Conservatory offers reading sessions for their student composers, and they're paired up with student conductors. And so I've done this once before with NEC.
Right.
Well, Catherine's Twin Compasses and William's Arion will be performed at the American Music Festival's reading session Thursday night at 7:30 here at MPAC. And to learn more, you can visit albanysymphony.com, albanysymphony.com. Catherine and William, I wish you all the luck in the world. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
so
you
much
very much.
Us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.